Right, the Burst Boss Scottish Football Podcast is back. I am Hamish, he is Craig. Hello, Craig.
Hi, Hamish. How are we doing? Looking forward to having a chat with the boys.
Yes, hello, Matt.
Hello, Hamish. Good to be back on.
Good to have you on, Matt. Hello, first Callum. Callum Scott, that is.
How you doing, Hamish? Thanks for having me.
And it's a bumper episode as well, because we've got the other Callum on as well.
Hi, Hamish. I'll steal Casey's line and say that I'm delighted to be here with all you lovely, lovely people.
This is the most folk we've had in a podcast in a good while, lads. What's going on today? Why have you all decided to come?
I think with the imminent announcement, so I think that we're just getting used to the Zoom parties again that will coming out later on this day. And having a kind of a Christmas over a laptop, so I don't know. I think I can only speak for that for myself.
Yeah, I think we've got some quizzes and stuff lined up for next week's podcast, which is going to be a Christmas special, so we've got that to look forward to, guys. We're going to start today by chatting a bit about the Scottish Cup final, because it's on Sunday. It's weird to have a Cup final around Christmas time, but that's exactly what we've got. It's a 2:15 kickoff, Hearts versus Celtic. We'll get on to the game in a wee minute, but we're going to have a general chat about Scottish Cups, because I'm looking around the call and I think it's only me who has a team competing this Sunday. And I'm going to milk it, because I'm getting plenty of abuse this season, so I'm going to milk every single bit I can. So we'll talk about your own teams and your favourite kind of memories for the Scottish Cups. We'll pick a high point and a low point from your time supporting your team in the Scottish Cup. Then we'll actually chat about some finals and all that kind of thing. Matt, what's your high point of supporting Aberdeen in the Scottish Cup?
Well, fortunately, I've never seen us lift the Scottish Cup. I've been in a few finals. I've got a couple of memories. I think one of the ones that really stands out for me is when I used to go in the supporters' buses, and we it's 2005, 2006 season, and we were playing Dundee United at Tannadice. And it was an okay season at the time, Jimmy Caldwell's team. But we were 2-0 down at half time, and nothing was going. They were just awful. Already packed out the way end as well, 5,000 fans there. And then second half, I don't know what happened. We just turned it on and scored three goals in like 20 minutes. And it was just incredible. Like Barry Nicholson got the winner. Stevie Crawford was scoring. And it was proper, like a proper Scottish Cup tie. Like it just had that everything about it. Like it was just flung about 20 yards from down the stairs, honestly, in the shed. It was just carnage. So that is definitely one of the higher points. And then probably seeing them win in the semi-final against Hibs a few years back. It's the first time I'd actually seen them win a semi-final, I think, in the Scottish Cup. So some good memories just there. Unfortunately, no trophies. So.
What a sad, sad life, honestly. your high point is a win at Tannadice.
Just the limbs. Just the absolute carnage it was. But unfortunately, it's one of those, isn't it? That I love the Scottish Cup, and I've been to all the finals and semi-finals over the years. But just what it is, unfortunately.
Casey, have you ever seen your team? You've seen them taste glory at Hampden, but not in the Scottish Cup.
Well, I mean, I was 1.5 when we won the Scottish Cup in 1997, and of course I remember it like it was yesterday, you know what I mean? So, singing Paper Roses and that then. But no, obviously, I was too young to really, well, obviously remember that, given I think I was in a pram in John Finney Street when the bus came to Kilmarnock. Obviously people have seen the pictures and that. I think I made that up. I don't even think I was in the pram in John Finney Street. I'll need to fact check that, but something tells me I could have been. But no, I mean, not had much luck in the Scottish Cup. I mean, you ken me, man, I've got 10 or 12 years from my low point. I mean, I don't know where to start. I mean, there was a Morton thing last week I touched upon. It was getting pumped 5-0 at Ibrox for Rangers, pumped 3-0 at Ibrox for Rangers. The Aberdeen Cup games twice, losing penalties. And then that infamous game in February there, where for some reason we're up 3-2 in 118 minutes. And for some we still couldn't see penalties. So there's been plenty of low points. And I've never seen Kelly Pete compete in any stage later than the quarterfinals, really, since I've been alive. There's not been much. I've not had an actual Hampden trip, even supporting Kilmarnock in the Scottish Cup. But a high point probably would be, again, I mean, if you've got Hank Matz is depressing, then, I mean, this has got to be one of the latter. To be fair, I mean, probably the Scottish Cup game against there, 2009, and we drew them at Somerset, which was like a proper Scottish Cup game, to be fair. Well, obviously Somerset, I mean, everybody will say, oh, it's a shithole in that, but it's proper old-fashioned ground in that, isn't it? So it's all the atmosphere. It was wind and rain, horrible day. Air scored in the last minute to get the replay, and then they came to Rugby Park. I think it was like a week and Monday later. It was live in Sky Sports, and it was great. I think it was 11,000-12,000 at Rugby Park. Air brought a fantastic support. They packed at the Chadwick, and Brian Prunty scored for them with a handball early on. And then David Fernandez gets sent off for Kelly later on in the game, but we still kind of ran at 3-1 winners, which was good, and just a good atmosphere at Rugby Park. And I think the round after that, we all went up to Inverness to take a good support up there and get beat and get on to the cup for them as well. So no many high points for me, so that's probably as good as it gets.
It was a Monday night game, wasn't it? Live in Sky, that one against here, I remember it. I remember the Prunty goal, Diego Mara Prunty. That was the shout, wasn't it, for the Air fans. I remember, because I think I was second year at school, and loads of Air fans at my school who were going on about the first leg, and they were so up for it. And the original game, and I think it was a really good game. It was horrible weather, wasn't it? And Air scored really late on.
It was
a fella's name, Gareth Wardlaw, was it?
No, it was Alex Williams that scored for them.
Alex Williams, kissed the ref.
Aye, that's right. We had Damien Rascal, or Rascally, if you want to try and make him sound even more foreign, and Nets, who was a horrible goalkeeper, and for some reason I think that was maybe his debut in Ayrshire Derby, and these boys were getting whipped in and tapping him, and the Somerset wind was just nearly falling him in the goal with the ball, and it was just a horrible, horrible day. Well, no, it was. I could still appreciate it because they didn't go out, and I say, good competitive game for a neutral to watch, but thankfully we get the job done.
Right, that's the depressing one's over. Let's say, well, I say that. I mean, what age were you guys the last time Rangers won the Scottish Cup?
I'd have been, was that 2009, 12?
Jeez.
So I'd have been 12 years. I can't do my. I 12, not. I'd have been 13 later on in that summer, but I was 12. The last 10 years, where do you start with Rangers in the Scottish Cup?
Going to be the
semi final
at Ibrox, surely, man, against Dundee United.
So Dundee United, I think, have knocked us out of the Scottish Cup three times in the past like 11 years. And then there was the Wraith debacle at Ibrox. Aberdeen beat us at Ibrox. Obviously, the defeat against Hibs, defeat against Hearts earlier this year. It's just been, Scottish Cup's been, like most competitions for Rangers since 2011, has been pretty dire. High point, I suppose, is that Warburton campaign prior to the Hibs game, where we absolutely humped Dundee at Ibrox. Talking about Kelly, beat Kelly in the last minute with a Nicky Clark goal at Rugby Park in the replay, and then obviously beat Celtic on penalties, and then of course went and get beat in the final. But I mean, that semi-final at the time anyway certainly felt like a bit of a sea change, just in terms of where we'd been. We were obviously promoted that season, and I think the Rangers support thought we were kind of on the up and up, and then everything before Gerrard happened. But the semi-final, I think, against Celtic's probably the high point of the last few years, certainly since we won it against Falkirk with Novo's goal. But I don't know what highlights Gamble's going to offer us here, but it's certainly been a bit sparse from my point of view, certainly with Rangers in recent years.
Aye, we've not, just kind of thinking that, we've not been blessed with much more choice here than we would have liked. but I was 15, the 2009 Cup final against Falkirk. I was at that game. So I would say that was my first Scottish Cup final, actually. So I'd say that's...
That was the day Boyd went off at half time because it was too hot to play.
It genuinely was, absolutely. I remember they opened the doors at the back of the stand in Hampden, and they never do that, just because it was actually I was sitting in, it must have been the kind of in the north stand, I think. Was it Celtic end to call it that? But I remember them opening the kind of exit gates to get out the stand, because it was actually that warm. I've got another obscure one for you as well, for a high point. My first trip to Hampden, probably, to see Rangers anyway. Was it also against Air United?
7-0
we beat them. 7-0 we beat them in the, I think it would have been the 2000 semi-final before we beat Aberdeen in the final, Matt. My grander took me to the game that day, so that 1-6 in for kind of sentimental reasons. I remember I won 7-0, Ken Chelsky stood on the ball. I would only have been about 5 years old, 5 or 6 at that game. Six I would have been. So aye, that one. And then my favourite cup final of all time, most iconic final in my eyes, is the 2002 Rangers Celtic, the 3-2 Lovenkranz last minute for a whole host of reasons. Low points, aye, as Fisher said, we're probably spoilt for choice in this department. the cup final against Hibs, aye, I think I've said on the pod before, I've never and will never watch the highlights back of that game. I've got absolutely no business there. And then David Robertson scoring against us in the 90th minute for Dundee United and putting us out. We were that was the only, I think next day against the school, that was the only thing that cushioned the blow of Dundee United putting us out. I remember us being 3-1 up at Ibrox in the original tie, we had about half an hour to go. I think we scored an own goal, can't remember who it was, but then United scored late on, as they kind of always seem to do at Ibrox. But and then putting us out, I think we had a really, really good chance to win a treble that season, and we obviously didn't do it. I think United beat Ross County in the final, didn't they, that season? So so low points, plenty of them. Unfortunately, not as many high points to choose from, but those were mine.
Yeah, in terms of high points for me, Matt's going to absolutely hate the next few minutes, but you know it's coming. It's just you can't beat that final against Aberdeen. We're kind of blessed in Scotland for having a lot of good finals. Like, there's not too many Scottish Cup finals that go by and you think that was a crap game, or even if it's a crap game, there's usually like a moment that it's remembered for. You know, you talk about that Rangers Celtic final from whatever year it was, and you know, Hibs Rangers was another, you know, historic final that will be remembered. And there's a few other ones that I've got written down here for later on, like Inverness Falkirk and stuff like that. A game that should never even have been a final of the Scottish Cup ended up being a really good one. But the one I'm going to talk about is Celtic beating Aberdeen, and just that day was just amazing. I'd never seen Celtic win a treble before. I think I was 3 or 4 years old when we'd first done it in 2001.
You went back to Stuttgart to go to the game, didn't you, Hamish?
Yeah, I'd forgotten all about that, actually. I was living in Germany at the time, and I think I got offered a ticket. In fact, it was Connor Park was guaranteed tickets through his old job at Falkirk, and he could take someone with him, and we all know who Connor would choose when he's given that choice. So I got a text for him.
Within the Celtic end? Or was it in like the neutral?
That's what I don't get. They were in the Celtic end. We were like...
Of course they were.
We were with two folk that came in and like, you knew what they'd been up to before the game, put it that way, because they were absolutely like done with it. I don't know how they got into the ground. And these are seats next to like the official ones dished out to Falkirk. So I've never got my head around that. Maybe Connor's just a member of some Celtic supporters group or something, and he found a way to get tickets. But the game itself was amazing. It was pissing it down, and everyone was wearing like summer clothes, like shorts and stuff. And it was just absolutely pissing
it down. I remember it was roasting. It was, I was in shorts, and it was like 25 degrees or something like that. And it was like, and then it was sunny all day, and then it just started chucking it down when we came into the ground, and then it was sunny again. Like the whole, but most of the game was class. So yeah, just
it was strange.
That.
But that final goal was just amazing. I've never celebrated a goal like that. Running, I've never ran down stairs when a goal's been scored before. But that's what I ended up doing. Ended up hugging a guy who I thought was Rabsy Nisbet, but it turns out he wasn't Rabsy Nisbet. It's some other. Tony Roper.
I thought Tony Roper
was Rabsy Nisbet, but it turns out that Roper was just in Rabsy Nisbet. So that was my story. But just an amazing day, and a bit similar to the whole Scotland thing a few weeks ago, qualifying for the Euros. I couldn't believe it for like days after that. You know those wins you get where you didn't even think it was possible, and you just celebrate it for days after. It kind of doesn't sink in. And it was just obviously the invincible season and all that was amazing. In terms of negative ones, I've got a few here. The two that I'm going to highlight are probably less obvious ones, but they're still pretty bad. Inverness Cali Thistle semi. The abomination of a performance for that referee, I've still not forgiven. The handball for Josh Meekins that somehow wasn't a penalty. would have been a red card as well, and then just everything went wrong for us in Inverness with Ryan Christie in their team, Graham Shinney in their team, end up scoring, I think it's David Raven scores the winner in extra time, and that was absolutely horrible. Ross County as well, the one in like 2010, I think, and 2011.
Was that not the semi-final they ended up, Dundee United beat them?
Yeah. So it was 2010, yeah. Cool. I still kind of listen to Black Eyed Peas, I got a feeling, the same way, because that's the music that came on after the game when Ross County players were celebrating, and every time I hear it, it just brings me back. Just on a separate point, is there any songs for you guys that remind you of any of your horror games or any good games that you've spoken about?
Sunshine on Leith. I never want to hear that song ever again in my life.
Well, that's an obvious one, though. I'm talking like pop classics.
The song I always thought of the kind of early 2000s, the Scottish Cup, was Carnival de Paris, because obviously it came out for France 98, and then we had, I think the 2000 Scottish Cup final had it, and I do remember Rangers like kind of celebrating on the pitch, and it was on, like, it was booming around Hampden.
It was the goal song at Ibrox when Rangers scored for a while.
I've thought of another cracker, by the way, Casey, and it's not the Scottish Cup, but League Cup final when you lot beat us. Do you remember any tunes for that?
Of course, I've got the full playlist in my phone for that day, man.
But in terms of pop songs or that?
Aye. That's what I mean. Obviously, Rihanna, We Found Love, Black Eyed Peas, the one you spoke about earlier. That's the two that mainly stick out.
I was going to say Levels.
I think it's semi-final with Levels for some reason, but Titanium.
Titanium, that always reminds me.
Every time I hear that song, it reminds me of Killy beating us in the final.
The thing about Avicii Levels was they ripped the arse out of it for about seven finals in a row, because I remember there was like, it must have been one of the Celtic Aberdeen finals like a couple of years ago. It was on when the teams were coming out, and I'm like, they're still playing that, because I think the final everybody remembers it for is the Hearts-Hibs one. In 2012, but I would probably say Levels is the one I would most associate with the Scottish Cup.
It's like that Lemmy Sound of the Summer pattern, isn't it, with the SFA? Like, they're still playing Levels. In terms of cup finals, it didn't feature any of our teams. Now, Casey and Matt have got a choice of basically any cup final. what's the one that springs out to you, Casey, in terms of cup finals you remember?
Again, they all think I'm just in this to win the one.
I know what one you're going to say. I thought about this earlier.
Obviously, there's questions about my allegiances here, man. But there's obviously the Rangers-Hibs one. I think that genuinely is a great final. Like, for him, that's not a Rangers fan, to be honest. I mean, it's got all the history there. Obviously, Hibs hadn't won the cup in 1902, wasn't it? Aye, I was thinking about the song there. It was FL 1902, so I was trying to do quick math and it backfired. So obviously that is got all the history and stuff, and I mean, this has got to make us even worse. I distinctly remember actually celebrating when David Gray scored as well, watching it in the living room with my big brother and his bud at the time, who was a Motherwell fan, I know. So obviously just united in hatred for Rangers that day, you know what I mean? So obviously that sticks out, but a weird one that sticks out for me as well was the 05 final, Gretna Hearts. Went to penalties. Obviously, Gretna, the Ponzi scheme, and not the fairy tale, according to Stuart Cosgrove, with their kind of run to the top flight, and also the Scottish Cup a couple of seasons before it. And just daffy things, I remember that day. I remember that kicked off the same time as the FA Cup final, which was Liverpool-West Ham. And I remember my big brother watching that downstairs, and I watched the upstairs. I watched the Hearts game upstairs. So obviously, I've always been pro Scottish football over that nonsense south of the border. But things like that stick out. Other than that, I mean, a few horrors as well, man. That Celtic Dunfermline one when Dumbe scores, terrible, man.
Scored with a side tackle.
Oh, terrible. And there was an air one, Celtic beat Dunfermline. Was that Alan Thompson scored a free kick, kind of? After like 10 minutes or something, and that was it.
Was that not 2004, Larson's last game for Celtic?
Aye, there was two finals against Dunfermline, wasn't there? Yeah.
But there was a League Cup final against Dunfermline as well. That was when the one Maloney scored a free kick.
That was Jimmy Johnson remembrance. It was a for him, and I think he just died. But that's there's obviously Mangan ones that stick out as well, but probably the 3-2 Hibs Rangers, because I did think it genuinely was a really, really good game of football.
See, in terms of the Hearts Gretna, what do you remember about that morning? Anyone?
I seem to remember the Sky Sports being in Gretna and like watching the buses go off. Or
not quite where I was going with it, Matt, but fair enough. Do you remember another game happening that morning?
Another game? Oh, Kirin Cup, wasn't it? Scotland won the Kirin Cup.
Oh, was it?
With Japan. What about that, eh?
What
that must be the only time Scotland have played in the same day as a Scottish Cup final. Like, how that even happened, I don't know. But I'm sure kickoff was something like 9 a.m. or something. And I think BBC had coverage of the whole way through from 9 a.m. to like 5 o'clock.
I remember it was the yellow away kit, the yellow Diadora away kit that they wore to win it. And did they not? Was it, they beat Bulgaria like 5-1 or something? Boyd scored a hat trick, and I don't know if it was somebody like Chris Buck scored twice as well, something ridiculous like that. I remember that. That's very obscure.
Right. I've got Hearts Gretna down. The other one I've got down, as I mentioned earlier, is Falkirk Inverness. Now, I think a lot of us were at that, weren't we? Mm-hmm. Basically, through Connor. Is that fair to say? That was the main reason. It was the final they were basically dishing out tickets for, because they knew that you've got two of the smaller clubs in Scotland probably playing in a cup final. Like, it's mental looking back at that. But I think there was 37,000 or something at Hampden that day, which is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, they had a neutral section, I remember. Like, it was an actual section in the kind of stand to the right of the cameras, if you think of the kind of Celtic end. And it was just like a couple of the sections. But no, we were right in the middle of the Falkirk end. I think it was me, Johnny, because we'd be at the semi-final. I didn't really mind. Like, I was kind of wanting Falkirk to win it for Connor, but like, I'd quite like to see Inverness win it, so I wasn't that fussed. And then, but yeah, it was good. It was good for that. I think it was just that stands out for me for one of those ones. Sorry, I just didn't know.
For me, I would like, I just mentioned it, the Hearts Hibs one. I don't know why. I've just always liked that game. Just that day, I remember there was the playoff final down south, I think, West Ham Blackpool, the Scottish Cup, and then there was the Champions League final, Chelsea-Bayern, another staunch team winning silverware there. And I remember I was at my brother's all day just watching all three games. And it was just like all three games were good, I think. Talking about, obviously, Scottish football, Ricardo Vaz Tay, I think, scored the winner for West Ham. And then obviously you've got the Scottish Cup final and then Champions League, which was really dramatic and went to penalties. So that one always sticks out for me. And given that we've mentioned Hibs winning the thing a couple of times, it's just good to remind them that they get scaffed off their own city rivals in a final as well.
No, I was going to say, it's going to sound like I'm just saying it just because we've mentioned Hibs beating us in the final a couple of times. But the one I was going to mention is same as Fisher. So my Gers points coming our way, I think. But for the exact reason that Fisher just mentioned it was actually the first Scottish Cup final I would have been old enough to go to the pub to watch it. So me and my dad went. I remember obviously there was a football on all day. We had a fiver bet, right, you hear this, on Scatchell to score any time in the final for Hearts, Vaz Tay to score for West Ham and Drogba to score for Chelsea. So obviously last minute header. I don't even know how much we'd get back, but just because of the whole day of getting to go and put a bet on before the cup finals and then go to the pub and watch it all day as well. So Edinburgh Derby as well. It was a classic final, but I'm sure the Hibs fans won't watch the highlights of that one back, just like don't watch the 2016 final.
I was just going to say, actually, one of the ones that sticks up for me was the 2008 final with Rangers and Queen of the South, purely because I remember, obviously, Aberdeen had been put out by Queen of the South in the semis, and that was the lowest point I had in the Scottish Cup. And I still ended up watching the whole game, and I sat there. I was 15 at the time, so I sat there seething because, like, we weren't there because Rangers were pretty much dead in their feet. Like done in, and obviously we'd beaten them 3 days before in the league at Tawdry, and I just felt at the point I was like, this could have been our, it should have been our trophy, because I think I know they went 2-0 up against Queenside, but I thought we would have taken them.
I brought it back to 2 each. And
Big Thompson scoring for Queen of the South, the big baldy right. bastard. I seem to remember as well, like, and it's the same with the Scottish Cup anyway that stands out. I watched like all the build up to that game for some reason, and it was like 3 hours of sports team, and it was absolutely brilliant. Like, it's when they were properly doing 3 hours you get the whole journey of the cup. You just, you know, they're in Rob McLean. Or even Dougie Donnelly at the time, probably there from 11 a.m. on the air. It's just brilliant. And I just think that's something that, I don't know if it's going to be like that this year, but it's something that's always sticks out for me in the Scottish Cup, was that, in particular that year.
Boyd's moustache as well, man. Scored the belter at a free kick, and then he had like the moustache, but it was just on his top lip, like it was nowhere else. Aye. But I agree with you, Matt. Actually, I think if Aberdeen had got to that final, we'd have lost it, because we were fucked by that point. Like, the players were just dead on their feet.
Right, this Sunday's game, Celtic versus Hearts, we've changed the kind of burst ball format a wee bit. We're chatting less about the current issues and more about our own memories of stuff, for whatever reason. So what are we thinking about Hearts v Celtic?
What are you thinking, first of all, probably?
I think Celtic will win. I think I'm relatively confident. I don't know why, because I think Hearts are tougher opposition than we've played probably in the last month or so, but I've just got a feeling that we'll be up for it and we'll be too strong for them. But
it's all about how Celtic play at the end of the day. I mean, Hearts can, as I'm sure they will, be right up for it. Obviously, get a couple of players in our team who would no doubt love to get one over Celtic. But yeah, as I say, as good as Hearts can, however good they can play on the day, it's all going to be about what Celtic turn up. And I think, obviously, a couple of positive results in the run-up is just exactly what Celtic were after. So I think on the day, Celtic will be too strong for them. I don't think it will be a doing, maybe similar to, obviously, the last cup was last season's? No, when was it?
Last year, 2-1.
Aye, that's what made me think there. But yeah, I still think Celtic will be too strong in the end up.
I think that Celtic will win probably fairly comfortably as well, if I'm being honest. Basically, no got to add anything new to what you guys have already just said there. I think that Celtic, I've had form, if you want to call it that, at the right time. Obviously, two good results. Well, a good result in Europe and then a win against Kilmarnock. And I think that obviously bodes well for them, whereas say they'd even the drop points does, or they just scraped over against us, I think Hearts would be fancying their chances. But MD watched the game Sunday, it was very kind of straightforward and a comprehensive kind of victory for Celtic. So, I think that it's a weird one for Hearts fans, right? Because there's no doubt, of course, they want their team to win the Scottish Cup, right? So bear with me on this before I get dodgy looks here. But as a fellow supporter of a Diddy team, I know Hearts are bigger than Kilmarnock. But Matt would maybe agree with me here, right? Say your team was in the final then, Matt, right? Like, would it not be the worst thing? Would it not actually be quite shite if you won the Scottish Cup, considering that you're not there to actually celebrate it? And obviously you still take winning it, but I think it's a shite situation for a non-Old fan to be in, because it's a special day, one that you remember for the rest of your life, and one that you remember just sitting in the house watching it with your one household that you're allowed.
I would have said that a month ago, and then I watched Scotland win the playoff, and I actually think that I still feel the buzz watching it with my one household, watching it, just seeing, you know, the Scotland Twitter go wild, and I think that would kind of maybe feel like that. I get what you mean, and I think there'd be nothing better, obviously, being in the state if you could, but I don't know, and you know, the after parties and all that kind of thing. But I think if you're a team who don't win the trophy that often, especially for like, say, me and you, never seen our team lift it, I think you'd get over it quite quickly. It would always be a bit gutted, but you just make sure you just watch the game over and over again.
As much as I've put in the chat, if Andy Halliday were to score the winner, I think I would just combust with laughter. I just don't see it. I know I've not really been on the pod quite as much during the, can we call it the troubles? Is that too edgy? that Celtic have been having, but I just think I always got the impression that whilst they were going through a bad patch, I did eventually think in the next, you know, leading up to the cup final and through to the Old Firm game in January that Celtic would hit form. I just think Celtic will realise and the players will realise, regardless of what their feelings are towards Lennon, that if they don't win this, then all hell's going to break loose, I think. I just think they'll get the job done. I think Hearts will give them problems. There's good enough players there to do so, but I think Celtic are just going to turn up and get the job done. Hopefully I'm proven wrong, as I say, because I could do with another good laugh. The last few Sundays have been rather enjoyable, but I just think Celtic are going to do it for me. But it was interesting because I saw Hamish that Lennon said that he might bring back kind of like Brown into the team and stuff for the game, whereas obviously the last two games he's kind of brought in Sorrow and Turnbull. And you mentioned on Saturday when I saw you that obviously that's kind of the last thing that you would want. I was just wondering what you were thinking about that, if he does do that for the cup final.
The fact that Lennon changed the team for the Lille game and we got a reaction out of it, and then obviously beat Killie when he kept the same team for that game, I just don't understand why he would go back. It's just sentimentality, and it's just, like, where else would you ever get that at any other club? Like, can you imagine any other manager in the top flight sticking with the team that got him to a cup final? Now, in any normal season, that'd be bad enough, but never mind a season when the early rounds were, like, back in January, like, almost a full calendar year ago. And, you know, is he going to bring back Johnny Hayes to the club, Fraser Forster? Like, what's he on about? If he plays Scott Brown and he plays, I don't know who else he's talking about, plays like Ryan Christie and folk like that, and we lose, then you're right, all hell is going to break loose. But they
played in the semi final, didn't they? Well, obviously Christie did, he scored it. Brown played, didn't he? Or did Brown come on?
Yeah. No, but I think Brown played the semi, yeah. But
I think Brown starts the game. Yeah. To be honest, I think Turnbull will play, but yeah. I see Brown coming back. I think, to be honest, Hamish, the feeling that I get when I think about it is, as you say, the kind of sentimentality part of it is almost kind of what Lennon's all about when it comes to playing Brown, and I think the fact that it's another final, and I just can't see him picking Sorrow anyway ahead of a Brown. Not that I'm saying that Brown deserves to play, but I just don't think he would do that, Len.
Yeah, it's just worrying. He knows how to shoot himself in the foot at the moment, and he's been given a chance. I was stunned for the Killie game on Sunday that Sorrow started. I thought Scott Brown would be right back into that team. So why would you then put Scott Brown in for a cup final? I could get it if it was like a cup final and it was a full Hampden and Sorrow's never played in front of a full Hampden and it was at the end of May and it was the last game of the season, but this is a game with no fans, it's in the middle of December, Sorrow's already played in a must-win league game against Killie, he's already played against, you know, like the second best team in France at the moment, so he should be able to handle that against Hearts. So yeah, the goalkeeper issue is another one. Is he going to play Hazard? I actually think he might play Hazard, but his comments suggest that Scott Bain will come in. And like, why? We've just got a situation at the moment where you've got like three goalkeepers playing musical chairs, and it's like whoever's standing when the music stops plays in nets for Celtic, and it's a shambles. Like, who's our number one keeper? But as I say, I think we'll get the result on Sunday anyway. But I'm just disappointed none of yous have gone for the outrageous heart shout. These are all talk.
Get reputations that pulled, Hamish. So
does no one honestly think a Hearts team with Christoph Berra, Craig Halkett, Stephen Naismith, Liam Boyce, Jamie Walker, Stephen Kingsley, Andy Halliday, Craig Gordon can spring an upset?
I just think because Celtic have got that win, I think it'll just calm them down a little bit, and then just kind of I don't know. I think you'll see quite a similar performance to what they were like against Aberdeen, to be honest. I mean, yeah, it was decided by two very good goals, but I just think that they're not really that. I don't know. I don't see much for Hearts, but you never know. You get them up for it. I did notice that Hearts are all wearing a Zali
26.
Yeah.
26 in the shorts, yeah.
Yeah, which is a nice touch. So, you know, maybe there's that kind of being fed into their kind of team talks and things like that, the kind of more sentimental stuff. But I don't know. I think I can't see much of it, to be honest.
Right, that's the Scottish Cup final then. We've also got the Betfred Cup this midweek. I'm just going to fire through these games and you can tell me who's going to go through, guys. Right, Dunfermline St Johnstone.
St Johnstone.
St Johnstone for me too.
I'll go Dunfermline.
I think St Johnstone will win that. Alloa Hibs, I think that's on TV.
Alloa.
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 Hibs.
Oh. Yous are all at it. Hibs are going to win that.
I thought we were just going to get our full house here, sorry.
Livingston, Ross County.
Livingston.
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 Livingston. Ross County won Celtic Park in the last round, but no, I think Livingston under Martindale will be too strong. And St Mirren Rangers.
St Mirren.
Rangers.
Rangers.
Rangers, Touchwood.
Rangers. Why are you saying St Mirren?
I think that
Rangers... He's went with the upsets.
except for the Hearts-Celtic game, apparently. But, we're just tongue-in-cheek. But I think that the pressure will now get to Rangers, given that they're the favourites to win the trophy. So there's my excuse.
You were on our side a couple of weeks ago. I was on that
point. I'm more just saying it for... a difference of opinion. Of course, Rangers have got to beat someone next week.
I can't wait to see your pooping booth for the Betfred, KC. You've got Alloa and Dunfermline, and it'll be a great return.
So who's in your semi-finals then?
Me? Livingston.
Alloa, Dunfermline, Livingston.
And then there'll be another neutral cup final again that we're talking about earlier with the Falkirk Inverness game.
Right, Rangers Europa League draw. Rangers playing the Royals of Antwerp in February. I saw somewhere that the second leg, which is at Ibrox, could be a 5:55 kickoff or something, which is quite interesting for whatever reason. But that's a bit of a bye to the last 16, isn't it, Craig?
I'll not be saying that. It's definitely got to be honest about it. If you're hand picking,
could you have picked an easier one?
I was going to say maybe Mulder. I was thinking would have been an ideal team to play. Antwerp, where definitely there is one of the ones that I would rather draw. So, like, obviously, it's going to be you don't get an easy game when you get to the knockout stages of a European competition, but we certainly could have got a worse draw. Just look at obviously Man United getting Real Sociedad. I was sweating a bit when Salzburg and Sociedad came out of the hat. So, you definitely got to say it's a more ideal draw than what we could have got. But we'll need to play well to progress. But I do fancy us to march on to the last 16.
Yeah, as kind of Craig touched on, it was I said I would take anybody apart from the Spanish teams in Salzburg. It's a good draw for us. It's not really that far to travel either. I must admit, when I saw Benfica come out and then they get drawn against Arsenal, I fancied their chances against them, especially in the kind of current form that they're in. But yeah, good draw. I think we, with the way we've obviously been under Gerrard in Europe, we should be able to negotiate that tie fairly comfortably, but then again, I don't know what might happen between now and then. But yeah, considering some of the teams we could have got, I'm happy enough for that draw.
Well, this has been fun, lads. I've enjoyed this podcast, especially the last few minutes, but we appreciate all of your contributions, guys. Well, I do anyway. And yeah, enjoy the cup final, everyone who's listening to this. Enjoy the Betfred Cup games, the league games that are on Saturday as well. We are back next week with the Christmas special. We may just talk Christmas movies for a full episode, have a few beers, that kind of thing. We may actually chat about something I was going to do in today's show in terms of what you miss about going to football, but we kind of ran out of time, so we may pick that up next week. Guys, excellent. Thanks for listening. Take care.